Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Miss Worth It Speak. Thank you for joining us on today. Our topic today is technology at our fingertips. And you know what that's all about. Well, if you don't, let's discuss it. Discussing the impact that smartphones has on American people on a daily basis. This is what we're going to be talking about today. So for all of our listeners, if you have any comments, please dial in at 516-595-8103, and I'll be delighted to talk to you and to hear your questions. Welcome again to Miss Worth It Speaks. So starting off today, I want to discuss those things with the cell phones, talk about the pros and cons. And so one of the pros for cell phones is that we're able to communicate continuously. We are able to make contact with family, friends, business, whatever it is, on the go, pretty much on the go. And so that's the big pros. And in this time frame that we're living in today, it is a great necessity to be accessible. You can have a conference call on the go. You don't have to be in the office. You could be part of a meeting. We have Skype. We have Google Hangout. We have all different types and forms of being able to be where we need to be for meet business-wise and to communicate personally via our cell phones, smartphones, laptops, tablets, what have you. But today, I just want to focus on a little bit of your time talking about the cell phones. So we talked about the pros, the cons with the cell phones. My goodness. As I was just driving a few minutes ago, I saw someone on their cell phone, but not with it to their ear, in front of them. So basically they were texting and driving. And that is the biggest con, the biggest downfall, the biggest mishap, the biggest issue with us being able to carry our cell phones with us. It's dangerous. It only takes a second for us to text and then look up and we're about to run into the back of someone. So it is a very, very dangerous process that we are taking and making ourselves involved in. There are many accidents that are happening because of cell phones and, well, texting and driving. And there are many people that are being killed. There are many deaths because of texting and driving. And so when we take a look at the statistics surrounding texting and driving, there we talk about the dangers of texting and driving, how obvious it is. And especially since, you know, most of us have done it, and so we should know how dangerous it is, because yes, I am guilty of doing it too. And recently, because of a tragic accident that someone close to me had, even though that person was not texting, and I'm not even sure if the other person was, but it just the quick second of not of someone running into you, it caused me to actually put my cell phone down. And I wasn't a big texter, but however, it doesn't take but a second. So it doesn't matter whether I look at it for a second or whether I continue a whole communication, a conversation through texting. So I put mine away. But for 2014, I just want to talk about the statistics. These statistics will show just how serious texting and driving is. starting with the fact people texting or reading texts are 23% more likely to get into a car accident. Some more shocking statistics are from the Department of Transportation for 2014. Cell phones are involved in some 1.6 million automobile-related accidents. That's yearly, which caused some 500,000 injuries and leads to the deaths of some 6,000 each year. My goodness, 6,000 people dying because someone or that person was texting and driving. A University of Utah study showed that the reaction time of a teenage driver who is using his or her cell phone is the same as a 70-year-old driver who is not using one. Man, these statistics kind of, they're very alarming. Texting or reading a text typically takes about 4.6 seconds. So if you're driving 65 miles per hour, that equates to driving the length of a football field blindfolded. This is per the Virginia Tech Transportation Institute and the California Office of Traffic Safety. Another sad fact, headset cell phone use has not been found to be significantly safer than handheld usage. That's still via Virginia Tech Transportation Institute. So for those of you who are listening who say, well, I use my headset, that has not been found to be significantly safer. So in California alone, 7% of drivers admit to texting and operating motor vehicles. However, due to the inability to properly record such data, that number is assumed to be several times that number. However, while nearly every state in the nation bans texting and driving in some form, there's one state where that hasn't yet happened, and that's in Montana. Okay, well, good luck to Montana. I think they should join forces with all the rest of the states and ban texting while driving. Now, you've heard the statistics, and I hope that you are listening because this is a very important topic today. Very important. These statistics should be very alarming to you because they definitely are to me. I mean, literally, people are dying every day and they're calculating 6,000 deaths a year because of texting and driving. So I want to take the time to take it back a little. Let's go back when there was no cell phones. If someone called you, they called your home. If you weren't there, they left a message. You called them back when you got home. Now, I know some of you are saying, but it's so dangerous today. You know, your kids, you know, maybe on their way home from school, you know, something, somebody might have got hurt. But here's the logic of that. If someone got hurt, what are you going to do? You still have to get to the hospital or get to that area where they are. People were getting hurt. Kids were walking home, catching the bus home from school. Before cell phones, dangerous things were happening. And yes, you're probably saying not as much. Well, it was as much for as many people that lived in your community, in your city, in your state. So yes, it has picked up a little bit, but that's because the amount of people. However, my point is that conversation, that text message, whatever it is, can wait. It can wait till you pull over or you come to get to your destination. It can wait till you get to the gas station and you have to stop or to the market or wherever you're on your way to, your destination. It can wait until you get there. This small episode is just to hopefully touch the hearts of the people that you will please stop texting and driving. My youngest son was in two accidents within a 6-month period because someone fell asleep behind the wheel and another person passed out. So you add people falling asleep, people passing out, to my goddaughter who was hit by someone who, as far as we know at this point, was on some type of medicated drug that I guess was high potent and shouldn't have been driving, okay? So you add that, people driving under the influence of medicated drugs. You add alcohol, people driving under the influence of alcohol or drugs. Then you add texting and driving. Are you serious? I almost want to walk wherever I have to go. But even then, if someone is texting, my pet was killed because a lady was texting and curved to the side of the road. I was hit in the back because a young lady was texting. Guys, and thank God, all of these situations we lived. But what about that person who did not live? What about that person who was injured tremendously, can't walk again, can't talk again, can't do what they were doing prior to? Texting and driving must come to an end. And there should be a high penalty, just like drinking under the influence or driving under the influence of alcohol or drugs. We have to start valuing the lives of other people as well as our own life. If you value your life, you will put down your phone, leave it in your purse, in your pocket, until you reach your destination. This is a plea to please stop texting and driving. I value my life, and I value the lives of the others, whether they're friends, family, loved ones, or even my neighbors, or just another kid on the block. Everyone has a right to life until our Maker tells us it's time to come home. We stand against so many adversities in this day and season. Crime, killing, driving under the influence, and then we're adding texting. I ask you today, what do your life means to you? What is the value of your life? What is the value of your children's lives, your parents, your siblings? Because see, while you think it won't happen to you, it can happen to someone you love. So while you're texting, endangering the life of someone else is endangering the life of those you love. Technology is meant to advance us, help us, make things better, but not at the risk of us harming each other. I watched the episode on gun control, and they made some valuable points. No gun has ever killed anyone without a person pulling the trigger. Guns are not bad. People are bad when they don't follow the rules, when they don't value life, when they don't care. Technology is not bad. A phone won't text itself and cause you to wreck, but you will by texting and driving. So we have the problem with texting and driving. We have the problem with hackers. There's so much going on that we have to start somewhere. So to all of my listeners, wherever you are right now, and you're listening to this, please think about a way that you can make life better for someone else as well as yourself. And start by doing what's right, by following the law, by following the rules. Please stop texting and driving. Your phone was created to help you, to make things lighter on you, to make it accessible for people to contact you, but not at the risk of you harming another individual. This has been a brief moment with Miss Worth It, and I hope that you will take this small break, this small conversation piece, as a big, big part of a transition in your life today. Thank you so much for listening. Technology at our fingertips. It's best when we're not harming someone else. Have a great day, and please don't text and drive.